How are you being dishonest with yourself? And how is that preventing you from having balanced hormones? Stay tuned to find out.
So the big question is, how do women over 40 like us keep weight off, have great energy, balance our hormones and our moods, feel sexy and confident, and master midlife? If you're like most of us, you're not getting the answers you need and remain confused and pretty hopeless to ever feel like yourself again. As an OBGYN, I had to discover for myself the truth about what creates a rock-solid metabolism, lasting weight loss, and supercharged energy after 40 in order to lose 100 pounds and fix my fatigue. Now, I'm on a mission. This podcast is designed to share the natural tools you need for impactful results and to give you clarity on the answers to your midlife metabolism challenges. Join me for tangible natural strategies to crush the hormone imbalances you're facing and help you get unstuck from the sidelines of life. My name is Dr. Kieran Dunstan. Welcome to the Hormone Prescription Podcast.
Hey, it's Dr. Kieran. Thank you so much for joining me today for another episode of the Hormone Prescription Podcast and my YouTube channel. Today, I want to talk to you about the first of three steps that you need to take in order to balance your hormones. And it's not what you think, so you want to stay tuned. So you want to listen up. Most people think that the first step in balancing their hormones is, what diet do I need to follow? What supplement do I need to take? What exercise do I need to do? What tests do I need? But they've got it all wrong. They're actually three essential steps that everybody must take in order to successfully, and the keyword is successfully, balance their hormones. Without these steps, you don't have a solid foundation on your hormone balance and your hormonal prosperity. So even if you have some initial success, you're eventually bound to fail. Just like building a house on no foundation will never build a stable house, right? If you don't dig into the ground and put some type of cement and rebar and pilings or something deep into the ground to be a solid foundation for that house, you won't have a safe structure above ground. You've got to dig into the ground first. The same is true when you're trying to repair your health and your hormones. So that house, if you think the first thing you need to do to build a house is go buy some lumber, and then you just start cutting lumber and nailing it together above ground, what's going to happen when the first wind comes? Joop! That house is going to fly away or fall down, right? So it's the same with your hormones. You need to dig down into the ground and put a solid foundation for your health and your hormones so that you do it the right way and you go about it the right way in a methodical way. Just like in following a recipe, right? You don't look at the ingredient list and then read the instructions and then just decide, oh, I'm just going to put these ingredients together because I want to, right? Pick two out of them, right? And say, oh, I'm going to mix those together. And not follow the directions, right? Everything has a sequence, particularly for things like baking or dishes that require several steps, right? If you're going to make a great taco, you don't just take raw chicken and raw corn and raw onions and raw avocado and throw them all together, right? There's a sequence of steps. You got to season the chicken. You got to cook the chicken. You've got to crush the corn. You've got to make the taco, right? That has its own process. You've got to slice the onion. You have to prepare the avocado. And then when you put them all together, yummy, yummy, yummy. I think you get the point. There's an order to these steps and you need to follow the process. And a lot of people would have you believe that, oh, you need this test first. Oh, or you need this supplement, right? That's going to fix it. Or you just need a prescription for hormones, right? And what I want to tell you is that's all wrong. There is preparatory work that you need to do first. So I'm going to talk to you about that in these next three episodes. So number one of three is you need to get a reality check and get honest about what's really going on for you. You may not realize it, but if you think about the biggest problem that's bothering you that you think is related to your hormones. Let's say that you're in your 40s and you are getting terrible migraine headaches before your period, and that is driving you crazy. Your doctor has you on some medications for that you're having to take every month, and all you want to do is just solve your migraine problem because you think that's the only hormonal problem you have. And so you want the supplement, the diet, the food, you know, exercise, whatever it is. But I want you to back up, and you've got to get honest in this step, because our dishonesty is what is keeping us from finding the answers that will actually get us where we want to be. So what do I mean by that? If you're honest with yourself, your migraines are not the only problem that you're having with your health, right? Let's be real. Most women over 40 suffer with several health-related symptoms. So what am I talking about? Most of us over 40 have weight issues. In fact, 60% of us have weight issues where we're overweight or obese or morbidly obese. Majority of us suffer with energy issues and fatigue. We may not notice it because we're medicating it with caffeine in the morning, and then we're using downers like alcohol to wind down in the evening. So right there, majority of us are overweight and tired. So you're lying to yourself if you say that my only hormonal problem is that I have migraines. You might write off your weight problem and energy problems that you don't eat a perfect diet, or you're just getting older. And what I want to tell you is that all of the symptoms that you have in your body related to your health have some connection to hormonal balance. I want to repeat that so you hear me clearly, because you're not going to hear this at your regular doctor's office. Every single midlife metabolic mayhem symptom that you have, the 60 or so symptoms that women over 40 and sometimes in their 30s can start experiencing, somehow is related to hormones. Also, when you get a disease diagnosis, whether it's hypertension, diabetes, autoimmune disease, you name it, there is some connection to your hormone balance. Hormones form the foundation of a woman's health. So you've got to get out of your dishonesty. And for a lot of you, it's your naivete because nobody told you this. It's not your fault, right? We weren't educated on this. I wish we would have this in our grade school and high school education at age-appropriate levels, but we don't. So you're left to your own devices because you're not going to learn this in the doctor's office. Well, that's what I'm here for, to help you understand. Everything that's plaguing you with your health has some toe in the hormone imbalance syndrome, right? So if you're having migraines and you've got a weight problem and you're tired, let's list some others. Your skin is having a problem. You get this crazy rash. You only get it at certain times of the year in certain areas on your body, but you've been to the dermatologist and it plagues you and you can't figure out what's wrong. Probably nobody looked at your hormones or talked to you about that could be hormonally related. Oh, and by the way, there's certain things that when I eat them, I don't know what happens, but I get this kind of indigestion and I might belch a lot, right? And I'm pretty regular maybe with my bowel habits, but every now and then something will throw me off and I don't know what it is, and I get bloaty and gassy, right? And you've been to the gastroenterologist, you've been to your internist or family practitioner or gynecologist, and they've run tests, or maybe they haven't, and they told you, oh, you just have a little irritable bowel, or you just have a little reflux, right? And what do? Give you some medicine. So here you are in your 40s, and only thing you're online looking for answers to is your migraines. You will never find the answer that will fix the root cause of those migraine headaches if you don't get honest about all the symptoms that are plaguing you with your health, what I call midlife metabolic mayhem, the 60 or so symptoms that many women over 40 and some even over 30 start experiencing as they go into hormonal poverty. That's where they don't have the hormones to support the high level of health that they may have been enjoying. And I have other videos and podcasts about that. So you have to get honest. honest with yourself and get out of your delusion and your dishonesty that this is the only problem and looking for answers to that. You got to take an inventory of your health and write down all the things that are plaguing you, everything, even if you don't think it's significant. It brings to mind a woman who recently went through one of my programs, who actually happens to be a physician as well. We'll call her Sally. That's not her real name. And she got honest at the beginning of the program, because that's where I start everyone. We have inventories, we're checklists where you go through symptoms related to all the hormones. And she did it as honestly as she could at the time. Fast forward a year later, she did all the work with me, and she came on the Zoom one day and she said, "Kieran, I'm growing eyelashes again." What? She said, "I didn't even mention it when we started the program because I didn't think I'd ever have eyelashes again. I had been to the dermatologist, and basically, they didn't have any answers for me. And they had tried me on some of the medications for eyelash growth, and it didn't really help. So I thought that that was an unanswerable, unsolvable problem. So I didn't even mention it, right?" So she was in the delusion of corporate medicine that this problem can't be solved. And then she came on the Zoom and said, "I'm growing eyelashes." And she was like beside herself with joy about this, because she had frankly given up. And you know that you've given up on some of your symptoms too. I know you have, because I talk to you every day. Women just like you. You think doctors have dismissed you so many times and ignored you so often that you have come to believe that you're defective, when the truth is that the solutions that most doctors are offering are defective and incomplete, and there is nothing wrong with you. And I always say, if there is a health problem or symptom or disease and it hasn't been solved, it's because you haven't uncovered the right stone, you haven't asked the right question, or done these foundational steps, one of which is getting honest. The truth is, when you go down to the roots of a tree and you fix the roots, all the leaves and branches improve. And with mainstream medicine right now, you go to the dermatologist for your hair, skin, and nails. You go to the gynecologist for your female infertility and reproductive issues. You go to the gastroenterologist for your GI problems, etc. You know the drill, right? So you're all on different branches of the tree. But with a root cause approach, we go down the trunk into the roots and solve it. And when you fix the roots, all the leaves and branches get better. So this is why it affects your neurological problems, right? Your migraine headaches, your gynecological problems. Maybe you're in your 40s as described, and you're also having crazy heavy crime scene periods. It will affect your dermatological problems, right? That rash that you keep getting. It will also help you with weight and energy, which really doesn't have a place in mainstream medicine. It's not something that's dealt with. So hopefully you're getting the picture that the first is you need to get honest with yourself, get out of delusion, get out of dishonesty, recognize that all these symptoms are related, and make an inventory. If you come to my Hormone Bliss Challenge, I give you a symptom checklist for each hormone so that you can see what symptoms are related to what hormone. We launch these periodically, and the link will be near my bio. If you're listening to the podcast, it'll be in the show notes. And if you're watching this on YouTube, it will be below the video in the show notes as well. So come join me, get out of delusion and dishonesty. You're not going to get where you want to be without it. If you keep believing and saying the mantra of, "Oh, I just need to fix this one thing," you might fix that one thing probably with a medication to suppress the symptom, right? That's currently how migraines are treated. But you'll never fix the other hormone related problems that you have, right? So your weight, energy, rashes, irritable bowel, gastritis, all the things, right? All the things, like I like to say. So first step of three for that foundation in the ground when it comes to healing your health, and that starts with hormones for women, is to get honest with yourself. Another place where we sometimes lie to ourselves. I know because I did it too when I was a mainstream OBGYN, is that there's one shot wonder answers. And I think we've covered this a little bit already, but we might get that our $30 HMO copay doctor doesn't have the answers, but then we're on the internet looking for alternatives and we want to know the one supplement that we need or the one diet that we need that's going to solve the problem. You know, you've done it. I did it too, right? There's no shame in it. It reminds me of a colleague of mine, a general surgeon, who I used to actually do surgery with a lot. She was an excellent surgeon. And I used to go to the health food store after I got healthy and got on my journey all the time. Never saw her in there. And then one day, years later, all of a sudden, I saw her in there. And we'll call her Katie. I said, Katie, what are you doing here? And she said, oh, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. This is a while after I had stopped going to the hospital because I was doing all my work with women on healing, so they didn't have to go to the hospital. And she said, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. I had surgery, I had some chemo, and I'm here looking for a supplement that will help. Don't be Katie, right? Maybe if she had addressed her health issues and known about them years before, I don't know. Maybe she wouldn't have gotten colon cancer. I have no idea, but there are no one-shot wonders. There is no one supplement. There is no one diet. There is no one thing you are going to do that you're going to go like, bingo, that's it. All my health problems are solved. So you've got to get honest about yourself. And you've also got to get honest about who can actually help you, who's the expert. So you're online, you're looking for the one-shot wonder, and you see this person who calls himself a health coach, and they do have some type of certification, and they're selling some supplements, and they tell you, you take this one supplement, I'm gonna sell you 6 months at a discount, and everything will change for you, right? Maybe they tell you a diet to follow too, or some other things to do. Maybe you even pay them a lot of money to go into their one-on-one program. But you don't actually get the results that you think you should or that you were promised. Now, why do I know this is a thing? Because I have a lot of colleagues in this field, many of whom are health coaches, nurse practitioners, etc. Some of them are the real deal and some of them aren't. It is very hard as a consumer from the outside for you to be able to discern who really knows what they're talking about and who doesn't, and who can take me all the way and who can't. So that's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about being out here educating and teaching you, because I have not only the MD credentials, but I essentially have the ND, naturopathic doctor credentials, because I completed a fellowship from the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine in metabolic, functional, and anti-aging medicine. So I have a ginormous toolbox. There are some things that I don't do or can't do, and I send people to those experts. But I understand what it takes from a root cause to fix all the roots so all the leaves and branches get correct. And unfortunately, there are a lot of health coaches out there who will say things, for instance, like, oh, when you're in hormonal poverty, you don't need a prescription for hormones. And that's just patently not true. And maybe they haven't had the education or training to understand the absolute necessity for all the cells in your body, including the cells in your brain, the cells in your eyes, the cells in your heart, the cells in your immune system, to have adequate estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. This is the biggest place I see that people miss. So you don't want to miss that. So you've got to get honest about all of these things, right? Honest about your symptoms, all of them that are related to your health and hormones. Honest about who are the experts who can take you all the way and help you. Honest about not going to the hardware store for milk, right? Your regular doctor isn't trained in this. It's not their fault. And honest about being discerning about the credentials of who is out there saying that they can help you. Honest about it's not one thing. It'll never be one thing. I know we all want the one thing. Maybe you can find the one true partner for life, but when it comes to your health, there's just no one thing. So getting honest is the first step, getting out of dishonesty and delusion. Thanks you so much for joining me. I will have step two in the next podcast and video, and I look forward to seeing you there. Until then, Peace, love, and hormones, y'all.
Thank you so much for listening. I know that incredible vitality occurs for women over 40 when we learn to speak hormone and balance these vital regulators to create the health and the life that we deserve. If you're enjoying this podcast, I'd love it if you'd give me a review and subscribe. It really does help this podcast out so much. You can visit thehormoneprescription.com where we have some free gifts for you, and you can sign up to have a hormone evaluation with me on the podcast to gain clarity into your personal situation. Until next time, remember, take small steps each day to balance your hormones and watch the wonderful changes in your health that begin to unfold for you. Talk to you soon. Thank you.